This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Rodney Thomas joins me on the program, a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. And Rodney, a lot of work finally comes to an end. Today you ratified the budget. Is that right, for the county?
Yes, we sure did. Yep, it's stayed at 74.2. We didn't lower it anymore. Of course, we couldn't go any higher because it was advertised at 74.2.
Now, give us the thinking now, because you and Dwayne both won election, Dwayne Thomas, and you won on the fact of really tackling, taxes and streamlining things for business. And do you see this as part of a campaign promise upheld?
Well, I think it's a little more than that, more than a campaign promise. You know, that the spending needed to slow down, and we need to get a handle on what's going on. And yeah, it probably could be called a campaign promise, but it's what I won the election on, was not raising taxes.
Right. Now, what was your response to Ann Malik and Dennis Rooker, who said, look, we had a whole bunch of people come forward at the public hearing. They wanted us to maintain the rate, to raise the rate so that people don't pay more in taxes. They just would pay the same. But the effect is the rate has been lowered so that payments the rate was kept the same. I'm sorry. The rate was kept the same. Home prices go down, so you end up paying less in taxes. Now, what's your response to the others on the board, the two advocating for raising that rate to keep taxes level?
Well, I think they were making some good points, but and I think I think probably a couple of us had that mindset also to try to get an equalization rate. But then when the school board came back in with $400,000 difference, that was too close to change the rate. So we stuck with the 74.2, and it was four of us that did that. That was what we all agreed to.
Yeah. What was the hardest part for you in this process? Because you've served on, you've been a public servant for a long time, the Planning Commission and a community leader, but this is the first time in this kind of elected office. What was the toughest part in this whole budget process for you?
Coy, the very toughest part was not being able to give everybody everything they wanted. It comes a time that you really have to pull your strings back a little bit. And the education, of course, all of us, it's at the top of our heap. But we just felt like there were some cuts that could be made in there. And we have an intelligent group of teachers in Albemarle County. Albemarle County's put together a fantastic group of teachers. And they are far more intelligent than the average person. And they are smart enough to educate our children at a lower rate.
We're talking with Rodney Thomas, a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. The new county budget was finalized today and confirmed. What was the meetings like today? How long were you there?
The morning meeting wasn't very intense. We went through it pretty quick early on, and then we ratified the tax, said all that, and then we had two people that were late getting there, so we went into a closed session for about half an hour. And then we came back out and finished up with the supervisor duties. And then we went back into closed session at 12 o'clock, and got out at 10 minutes to 3.
Hey, Rodney, we were talking yesterday about the fact that y'all have decided to no longer fund the electrical lights for the Babe Ruth League ball field there right next to the county office building. It's the old lane ball field on McIntyre Road. Give us the backstory to that and your thoughts on that.
Well, to start it with, I played Little League Baseball on that same field, but it was down in the other corner. The Parks and Rec was given a figure of what they needed to do, needed to get to, and they're the ones that decided to cut that out. And I don't know if there's some way that we can, find some more money to put back in there. But there's a lot of things we might want to put money back into if we had the money.
We had a call yesterday with, I thought was a terrific idea. What a great opportunity for Dominion or whoever is the power down there to come in as a corporate citizen. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was a fantastic idea. Let the businesses, private sector, get involved in it rather than Albemarle County.
Yeah.
And I know when I played junior league on the field next to it where the Albemarle County parking lot is now. That was the old Lane High School baseball diamond. And, I mean, we sold candy bars. We sold all kinds of things to raise money for our leagues. Back then, I guess they still do the same things. I hope they do.
Yeah.
I helped them with that field when they put it in. Myself and three of my buddies, when we played Little League down there, we kind of had an attachment to that field. So we teamed together and helped them with it.
Yeah. So your message is that, you know, certainly our heart is with you, but these are tough times for everybody, and we got to cut somewhere.
That's right. And I think the community can rally around that the baseball teams down there and help. Well, the electric bill, the lights cost $5,300 a year, and I guess surely they can come up with the $5,300.
Yeah. We're talking with Rodney Thomas, a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. They confirmed their budget today. It was ratified. Rodney, before we let you go, where to from here? What's front burner for you and the board?
Well, economic development, and that's my main concern right now is to start laying the groundwork and planting the seeds to get economic development off and running and let everybody know we are open for business and we're not going to turn you away. Like has been done for the last 10 years, or discourage you in any way.
Rodney, we had a lot of calls yesterday, folks sharing their dream of the business they would want most here in Albemarle County and Charlottesville. And we had a lot of requests for Olive Garden and Cracker Barrel and Macaroni Grill and a long list.
Cracker Barrel was going to come here, and I didn't know this, but I heard the other day that Cracker Barrel kind of got turned down because the ARB wouldn't let them have the rocking chairs on their front porch.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And I've always thought it was the sign, because the sign was so tall. But that's what I heard just the other day.
It wasn't the sign; it was the chairs.
Chairs.
Well, now the rumor is that Cracker Barrel is going to be up in Rutgersville somewhere. That's the rumor.
Well, I don't know. You know, when we were doing our growth area, I predicted that we would have a city of Charlottesville, an urban ring, a rural area, and then another urban ring, which is it was Greene County, Louisa, Louvana.
Right.
And that's what we've created. We've actually literally shoved these businesses out of Albemarle County.
Rodney Thomas, he's a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. Rodney, thanks for the update. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.